some graphic elements at the top just to promote different things like new content. Like last week we just posted a bunch of content for All About Manatech for you to be able to share with your Facebook and Twitter followers and fans. You'll see your own analytics. You'll see your latest posts, and then you'll see some brain feed stuff, which I'll get to in a second. The first and most important thing to do is click on My Profile and go in and complete your profile so we know all about you so that we can help you along the way. There are three basic steps to take. One of them is adding us as an admin to your Facebook page, and there are five very easy steps to do so. You're going to be adding social@manatech.com. So those steps are all listed right there. I will give you a little heads up. Again, if you were working with Social 5, you'll have to go look at your page roles on your Facebook business page, not your personal profile, and make sure that you are listed as an administrator, not an editor. And if you are listed as an editor, which we have found many people are, you just send an email over to Social 5 and ask them to change that status so that you actually do own and administer your page. And we'll help you through that too. The second process in the profile is your personal info. Most of this we've already pre-populated. It's already in there. But just finish filling out a couple of the fields and then update. And then the third piece and final piece is connecting your accounts into your dashboard so that we can customize it. And that is for both Facebook and Twitter. If you're just using Facebook now, that's fine. We can certainly educate you and train you on Twitter later whenever you want. Again, take all of this at your own pace and be sure to participate in our webinars and our brain feed and our how-tos, and you know, don't become overwhelmed. There's a lot of tools here, and we're trying to keep it really simple. That's kind of our motto at Multibrain, is to keep it simple and smart. So you will connect your Facebook page, starting with your name that you use to log into Facebook, otherwise known as your personal profile. But don't worry, we'll never post content or do anything with that. That's just to validate who you are. And then you will select your business page. Now, if you have questions between what is the difference between a personal profile and a business page, because it's very important, you cannot use personal profiles for business purposes. That's against Facebook policy. The big difference I like to say is if your Manatech page says add a friend or has friends, that actually is a personal profile. It needs to just be likes. People need to like your page. So once you connect those two, you're all done. And then you can go into, and again, I'll just quickly run through this. When you go into My Social, you'll be able to see your connections, all of the content posting. You'll be able to see your own analytics. And then an interesting thing here is you'll also be able to see your new blog. What we've done is everything we've done with Mana Social now through the end of the year, and by the way, is completely at no charge. Everything is free. It's being picked up by Odin and his team. You will be able to see what we call a replicated or your own personal M5M China Run website. We've gone ahead and taken the M5M Run site and personalized it with your own image, your own links, links to shop, links to email you, links to Facebook. Everything is personalized there. So when you click on My Blog, you will be able to see your custom blog address. And you can start using that to promote people to go and help participate and join the fight to fight malnutrition. So that's our first effort. Everything we're doing right now is around this M5M China Run. We like to think in campaigns, so this is a great one that we're starting off with. So those are the three elements within My Social. My email, you will also be able to, we are launching an email newsletter platform. You'll be able to see these newsletters. Again, we will be creating these with corporate, but they will include links to all of your stuff. Everything we do is personalized for you. So if you see a Facebook button, that's going to your Facebook page. Shop, it's going to yours. Email, to yours, etc. when people subscribe to your email, which we'll be doing webinars on this, don't worry, they will be subscribing to your database. So what we're doing is building you a social sales funnel. So we're using social media like Facebook and Twitter, this personalized website or blog, and email. So everything is personalized to you. You'll also be able to see your subscribers, who's clicked on what, and be able to grow that, and we're going to help you along the way to grow that. You'll also see what's called dynamic data, and that is where you can change your image, add a welcome message, and really personalize it. So that's all in the My Email section. In My Media, which is going to be your favorite area to visit, is all kinds of content for you to share on your Facebook and Twitter accounts. Excuse me. So, for example, when you click into My Media and then into M5M China Run content, you'll be able to select inspirational quotes, products, Facebook covers, and trust me, I know this is, you know, we get a lot of support tickets and talk to a lot of you. You're loving this. So you're going to really enjoy the ability to change your Facebook cover with the click of one button. You'll just go into your media section, find a cover you like, click post, and boom, it's done. When you do media, like let's say you want to do an inspirational quote and post it to your page or something about Ambritos or any other products, you'll simply click on the button to post it, select that you want to post it to your Facebook or Twitter. We've even given you suggested copy, so you can use that if you want to make this easy. You just click that and post, and then that's done. So again, everything we do, keeping it really simple for you. The last two modules are just to let you know that we're always there for you. My Brain Feed is a section where you'll be able to go in and educate and train yourself on social media tools, on Mana Social, on Facebook, on Twitter. It's where our Brain Feed, our webinars are stored. So this is a whole resource center just to, and if you guys remember, Cliff Notes, that's kind of how we strategized putting this together. We didn't want to have lengthy articles or things like that. We wanted to get right to the meat of what you need to know. Step one, step two, step three. So even as things change on Facebook, we're not going to be sending you huge blog posts or things like that. We'll just say, here's what's changed. Facebook just changed their privacy settings. And here are the three steps you need to do. Boom, boom, boom. So again, keeping it really simple. Finally, is My Support. That is your beeline red line to all of us here at MultiBrain, to our entire team of brains. If you have a question, you just submit it. It is an email-based system. Just submit your question and be as thorough as you can so we can help you. And one of our brains will get right back to you and help you through. So we've been helping hundreds and hundreds of you over the past month or so while we've launched this. We're always there for you, always here to help. So that is the My Support. So that's a quick run through. Again, you're going to want to go to social.manatech.com if you're just getting started and read up on everything. And then jump into Mana Social, log in once you're activated, and start playing around. And please let us know how we're doing. Let us know where we can help you. We're here for the long haul and certainly looking forward to working with all of you. Is that good, Odin?
That was great, Scott. Thank you very much for that that quick rundown. Just a couple of quick questions for you. Do we have any upcoming webinars that they should put on their calendars?
Yeah, we have a whole schedule of webinars. We have the next six webinars over October and November that we'll be releasing and promoting. We'll also be sending you out weekly tips to everyone who has signed up. We'll be sending you out weekly notifications with some tips and tricks, as well as upcoming webinars, and we'll keep reminding you as well.
Outstanding. And just to recap what Scott said, you know, we've gotten great feedback from the field thus far about the new tool. For those of you that were previously using the Social 5 tool launched about a year or 18 months ago, this has the social media tool suite from Matic has been supersized and in many, many ways. So if you have not already signed up for it, I really encourage you to. It's free at least until the end of the year. As Scott said, we're going to pick up the tab for you on that. So there's really no reason why you should not go join and partake in the power of the tool, okay? Thank you so much, Scott. I appreciate your time on this morning. Looking forward to all the great things. Oh, before I step away from Mana Social, just another thing is one of Mana Social's greatest values, in my opinion, is the brain feed. The brain feed is outstanding. For those of you who have been a little cautious about jumping into the social media world and using these tools or may find them a bit difficult to understand, the brain feed is outstanding. Scott and team are providing great content to help turn us into a very social media savvy organization. So, again, in addition to all the other tools that he mentioned, the brain feed or the help section of the tool is well worth your time to go subscribe and check it out, okay? Anything else to add, Scott?
No, that's it. And, you know, again, we're tracking
many, many, many associates, and I know a lot of people are having fun with it. A lot of people have questions. So just want to let you know that we're here for you to answer your questions and help you through it.
Perfect. I think it's customary at this time to ask the callers if they have any questions as well.
Absolutely.
Are there any questions from the group on the call today?
Are you taking questions?
Yes, we are.
Sure.
Question. Okay, this is Peggy from Porcupine calling. I just wanted to know, you're posting the little blurbs all the time onto our page. Is there any way we can control how many postings per day we wish?
No, at this point, that's our syndication feed. That's just based on you know, the idea of that is it's typically one to two a day, and again, much of it is focused on Jason Lester and this M5M run, and it's really designed, you know, keep in mind, you're only reaching about 10% or under of your fans at any given time on Facebook, because there are a lot of factors like, are they online right now? Does it show up in their news feed? You know, come an hour later, it'll be too far down their news feed. So the idea of us syndicating content in your page is just to keep it active and fresh. You're still going to want to go into the media center and do your own as well whenever you want. But we post typically once or twice a day, and that's between the Manatech team, Odin's team, and our team, that we look at that and schedule those out for you, again, to keep everything fresh.
I found a number of them were three a day, so I was finding that was getting overload. But anyways, okay, you've answered my question. Thank you.
No problem.
You got it.
Something else to add is, you know, part of the power of this also is we want to encourage you to get online and get on your own page and make even more posts from yourself. So don't look at this as if Scott and team is going to be posting for you, and you don't have to post anything on your own. You should be posting in addition to what we push out for you. Are there any more questions?
Yes, I have one, please.
Sure.
When you're posting, you're posting to our business page, correct?
Correct.
If I like one of the pictures and I want to put it on my personal page, how do I do that?
You just simply go to your business page and click share and post it directly to your personal profile. You'll be prompted to say, do you want to post this to your timeline? And you can share your own content. Another cool little trick you can do is go to your business page and then go up to the big URL bar, you know, the HTTPS, facebook.com/ Judy's Manatech page, highlight that, and then copy it and post that on your personal profile. You know, just click paste and get people to go like your page. And we'll provide a how-to tip on that again. I won't leave it here just telling you that. We'll show you some more of that, and it is in the webinars how to do that as well. It's a great way to get your friends over to like your page.
Thank you.
I have a very basic question. whenever I try to get into Social Manatech or Shop.Manatech, they keep on referring me to a list of website suggestions, and none of those get me to either Shop or Social Manatech.
Chances are we may need to tweak just a little bit what you're typing into your address bar. Just as a reminder, it's you don't have to type www. It's just going to be social.manatech.com, or in the case of Shop, which you also mentioned, we're going to talk more about that in a moment, it's just shop.manatech.com. If you leave out any of that, your chances are you're going to get some random page out there that's going to list other websites that are not related to Manatech.
Yeah, I've tried both ways, with the W's and without them.
So what we'll do is I'll work with Lydia to – who am I speaking with?
My name is Sue Mathias. I'm in St. Louis.
Hi, Sue. Okay,
hi.
Quick note, and I'll work with Lydia to contact you after this call and see if I can help walk through those issues with you, and we'll get you squared away pretty quickly.
That would be wonderful, and I've tried it both on Yahoo and Google.
I think that's the problem, is you're going into a Google search rather than an address.
Yeah, it sounds like you may be doing a search for the pages versus just going directly to them, and we can give you some tips on how to go directly to the pages.
Okay, thank you much.
My pleasure, Sue. We'll take one more question about Mana Social, and then we're going to jump over and talk about another great tool that's out there. Anyone else? Sounds like Scott did such a great job. There aren't that many questions today, which is fine.
But I'm going to go with that. That's great. Thanks.
Compliment. Thank you. But just to let you know, Scott and team are always there to answer questions. They've done a great, great job of keeping the associates up to speed and covered over the last few months. And, you know, we're really looking at Scott and Multibrain as a partner. They're a great partner for Manatech. They're doing great work for us, and they're extending what we can do here in the corporate office. So we really appreciate them and the hard work that they're doing. Thanks again, Scott.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
So next on the list of tools to talk about is a tool that I'm very proud of. I'm very happy with. It is shop.manatech.com. I really hope that by now most of you have heard about it, or maybe you've heard about it, but you're not actually using it yet because you don't understand it. I will tell you that this new tool, we launched it, we're pushing on a year ago now, and we've made a steady stream of enhancements to it since then, including a few that I'll review with you today, but this is a very powerful tool. It's probably more difficult to talk about, actually, than actually go and use it. So if at any point in time today did you feel, hey, Odin, what he's talking about is just too complicated, there's too many features and too many widgets and things like that to mess with, just know if you go to shop.manatech.com on your own, it's much, much easier to play around with on yourself than for me to actually to describe. But I'm going to give it a go anyway. So shop.manatech.com, the tool, is designed to do two things, and two things only, to allow you to or allow your prospects to shop for products, okay, or allow them to enroll. Those two things. And the reason why it only does those two things is because we don't want to confuse anyone. We know there's other options and other tools out there that will allow you to send emails and post videos and all these other things. We also know that we have websites out there that give lots of details about the products and packs that are out there. In addition to that, we also know that when you're out in the field and you're talking to prospects, you have your own message and your own speak that you use, and I don't want to conflict with any of those messages that you're putting out there. So whether you're leading with talking about youth or you're talking about M5M China Run or another program that we have available right now, this site will not conflict with your marketing message or your flow. It will, however, allow you to close the deal and get your prospects to very quickly and easily buy products in the way that you choose, and that's very important, the way that you choose, we'll come back to that, or to enroll in the way that you choose. When you go to shop, you'll notice there's a quick landing page here. It asks for three questions. It asks you what country are you coming from, and by the way, this is for your prospects, not necessarily for you. For you as the associate, you're going to log on to Manatech.com like you always would. You're going to manage your account as always. This is where you send prospects, right? Someone who has not yet done a transaction with Manatech. This may include people you meet when you're out and about at church or when you're out at the coffee shop or you're traveling around and about the country. This is a great way to get them looped into the Manatech family. So again, The first thing that the page asks you is for their country. We need to know what country your prospect is in, because obviously the products that we offer each country and market is a little different. This allows us to display the products specific to where they live. We also ask if they have an existing, if they're an existing customer. Again, if they're an existing customer like you, instead of them buying here and getting a new account number, instead we just want them to log in and manage their business as always. And then the last question is, were you referred by some of them? This is where they will put in your account number, so obviously so that you can get credit for whatever that transaction is. Now, this third question, were you referred by someone, is where I tend to lose a few of my associates when we talk about this project. The concern is always, well, if I give them my account number and they forget it, or they don't write it down properly when I talk to them on the phone, whatever, you know, who gets credit for that for that order? Well, I have another feature of this tool that allows you to avoid that problem altogether. And that is called Custom Links. Custom Links is a tool on top of Shop, and what Custom Links allows you to do as an associate is to create a very specific customized link for your prospect. Whether it's one prospect or 1,000 prospects, you can create as many custom links as you like. So what does a custom link do? What a custom link does is allow you to decide what you want to share with the prospect, what pack or product, what type of enrollment, what type of purchase you want to share. A good example would be, and one of the better ways to describe this tool is by talking in terms of cases, right? Let's say I, Odin, am at a coffee shop, like I probably will be later this afternoon. I may meet someone. I may talk to them for a minute. They may ask me, Odin, what's that great shirt you have on? Because I have an M5M shirt on today. What's that great shirt on? Can you tell me more about it? I may get into a discussion about M5M, the mission of Manatech. We may talk about Phytoblend, and that may lead us to a discussion to talk about Nutriverse and how Nutriverse could be very helpful to them and their family. Maybe they have a family of small kids who don't like to eat their vegetables like my kids don't. We like to put Nutriverse in their food. What I can then do is say, well, let's say the prospect's name is Sue, because I just talked to Sue Mathias. I can say, Sue, let me send you a link right now. And on my phone, whether I have my phone in my hand or maybe I have my desktop back home, whichever route I choose, I can pull up my phone or my desktop and say, oh, let me send you something right now. I can go through Shop and the custom link form, I can say, well, I talked to Sue about Nutriverse, and maybe she may also like to hear about Mana Bears. I can select those two products. I can also then decide, well, I don't think Sue's going to be interested in being an associate today, so I just want to send her a link where she can become a member and only a member. And I don't think she's interested in PACs, so I'm not going to send her any information about PACs. Just going to send her information about how to purchase Mana Bears and Nutriverse. I can fill that form out in about 30 seconds. Click the link generator at the bottom, and now I have a very specific link that I can send directly to Sue. I can send it to Sue from my cell phone as a text message, or I can send it as an email, or if I'm on Facebook and talking to someone there, I can also copy and paste it into Facebook and share it that way. However, I want to share with my prospect, shop.minute.com will allow me to do that. However she receives the link, when Sue finally clicks on the link, she's going to be taken to a page that only does what I chose, which is, in this case, it's only going to show those two products, Mana Bears and Nutriverse, and it won't allow her to do anything else but to order those products as a member. Likewise, I could change that link up, and I can create a different one that allows her only to register with a very specific pack, or only to buy at retail, or however, whichever option I choose, it's customizable towards how I want my prospect to move forward. And as much as it is customizable, it's also very generic. If you like to just create one link and say, hey, here's my account number, here's a link I want to share with everyone I know, I want to put on my business card, I want to put it on Facebook or wherever else I am, and it shows all products, all packs, it will do that as well. It's very much so customizable for the way you want to do business. Another great feature of Shop that I didn't speak about is it's international. It does cross-country ordering very easily. I can choose which products, which packs, which ordering options I want to share in each one of the countries. So if I want to send a link to someone who is in Australia, I can very easily send a link to someone in Australia. And if I also want to say my prospect speaks Chinese, that's her preferred language, I can create links in Chinese. Even though I'm an English speaker and I do business in English typically, if I want to send a Chinese version of the link to someone, I can do that. As well as Korean, Japanese, German, any other language that we support around the world, you can create links and content for for that specific prospect. A very great tool, very powerful. It's extremely customizable for you and how you want to do business. The last question I typically get asked by associates, well, how many links can I create? Very simple answer to that, you can create as many as you like. I don't put any limits on how many links you can do. You can create one or two, and only one or two for the next 2 years, or you can create 100 of them a day. Whatever works for your business, you're more than happy to go in and create links over and over again. The way I normally create links is, instead of trying to remember links and write them down and save them here and there to reuse, every time I meet a prospect or meet someone I want to share Manatech with, I very quickly go in on my phone and I just create a link on the spot. I never worry about trying to save the links because I can always go and create another one very quickly and very easily. Again, the goal here is to make it very easy for you to do business the way you want. I'm sure Mary Jo will share different ways for you to use the tool and different content, different ideas and tips and tricks. And this tool will work for all those different plans and all those different workflows. If you haven't used it already, please go and check it out. Very easily go to shop.manatech.com on your computer. Make sure you type that in into the address bar, not the search bar. And to create a custom link, to get started with those, you'll see the very top right-hand corner of the screen a button that says Create Custom Link. Once you click that button, it will walk you through how to do that. Any questions on this, you can always contact me or my team or the webmaster at Manatech, and we're very happy to walk you through it. You'll be hearing more and more about this tool in the near future, and we're going to continue to add enhancements onto it to make it even more powerful for you as we go. Let me answer some quick questions about the tool. Anyone have a question? I know I didn't do that good of a job. I'm sure there's at least got one or two questions out there from the callers.
They may not know they have to unmute star 6.
Oh, star 6 to unmute. Thank you for that. Was that Sue again?
Yes, uh-huh.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you for the reminder. Star 6 if you'd like to ask a question.
I have a question.
Sure.
So you say you just go on your phone and you create one in about 30 seconds. Is that really true, or after we've done this multiple times and we can actually do it in 30 seconds?
Well, that's a very good question. I've done this so many times in the past year. It is very simple for me to do. I actually have saved on my I use an iPhone specifically, and I have a link saved into my home screen. So all I have to do is click it, and the form is up, and I fill it out, and I've done it over and over again. So you're right. There may be a small learning curve with that, but the more and more you do it, it should get easier and easier. I can knock one out in about 30 seconds for you. You know, if you're just getting started, it may take a month or two longer to do that.
Because I'm one of those, my learning curve is a little bit slower on this whole computer stuff, which I'm enjoying learning, but I've been saving my custom links so that I didn't have to try to do it again. So I just need to be doing this more frequently. Is that the bottom line?
Well, two things. If you prefer to save your links, there's nothing wrong with that. There's not a hard way. You know, I definitely will not tell you this is the only way to do it. I can share with you how I use it and the tool designed for you to use it the best way that makes sense for you. That said, Shop, Facebook, Twitter, whatever the technology is, the best way to become efficient at it is using it over and over and over and over and over again. In fact, there's so many different features and so many different ways you could use Shop. I could spend an hour going through all the different ways. What I found best is that those people who use it over and over again, they'll start to figure out little tips and tricks on their own.
Okay.
And I think that's better for you versus me giving you a list of features. But, yes, the more you use it, the easier and easier it will get, I promise that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Anyone else?
On the same subject, I have a question. This is Doug Wickham. When I'm on the phone, I create one. It says copy. But what I don't know is how I paste with my phone onto a text or onto an email.
Sure. Every phone is going to be a little different. That's going to be device specific. On the iPhone, what I typically do is I double-click on the text I want to copy, and then I click a third time, and it gives me an option to do copy or paste and some other options. That's going to be phone specific. I'm not sure what type of phone you're using, but every phone will allow you an option to copy and paste text. You may have to look that up separately to figure out how your phone.
Okay, I just want having the verification that there is a way to do it is good. I'll just take it into my phone company and have them show me how.
Outstanding.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Keep them coming, answering questions.
Hi, this is Robert.
Hi, Robert.
I have a question. I'd like to go back to the Facebook page for a sec. I've tried many times to change things on our Mad Social site, or at least it's not Mad Social yet. We're only listed as an editor under rules, so I can't change that.
Yeah, so good question. A lot of people are going to run into that problem, and Scott's team has been very helpful in getting that resolved. The first step is going to be to contact Social5. Social5 is a partner we were working with previously. Many of those users, they are listed as editors of the page. You actually need to be an admin of your page to make many of the changes required. The quick solution is to send an email to Social5. And that's going to be, and by the way, Scott Sim can help you with this, but the quick email address is ashley@social5.com. Don't quote me on that. I believe it's ashley@social5.com. Again, Scott Sim will help you with this further. And the young lady there will very easily and quickly change you to an admin of your page. And you should be an admin of your page. Even if you're engaging Manatech and Multibrain to help you with this, at the end of the day, you own your page and you own the content of it. So you definitely want to be an admin.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Odin?
Yes.
I see it as member only or member retail, so they can't sign up as an associate. But I see the packs are associate prices, right?
Yes, so when you go to, you know, this is before you create a custom link, when you go to the page, shop.manatech.com, there will be two buttons at the bottom. One says shop and one says join. Shop products is going to allow you to either buy a product as a retail purchase or as a member, and join Manatech button is going to allow you to purchase a pack. And if you purchase a pack, you will, in that case, be an associate, not a member. So pack purchases will always drop you into being an associate. Shopping products and only shopping products will allow you to be a member or just purchase at retail. Now, when you create a custom link, you have the option to decide which options you want to provide. I've met some associates who only want to register members. That's okay. They can use this tool to do that. And I've met other associates who only want to register associates. I believe using the three-point plan, which we should all be headed towards using the three-point plan, it's going to direct you, I believe, and Mary Jo and Lydia can correct me on this, I believe the tactic there is to register associates. So when you create your custom link, you're going to want to set it up where it only gives that option if that's the route you want to go.
But I only see here it says member only. If I just went to the create the custom link, and member only, and member plus retail, but I don't see associate.
Let me make sure I am following along with you. Give me 1 second.
I just went to the top and I said create a, you know, a custom link.
In which country did you choose to create the custom link for?
U.S.
US. Hey, Odin, this is Lydia.
Hi, Lydia.
I think I understand what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
When you choose the products, the packs are going to be your associates.
Yeah,
so if you choose the packs, they have to be an associate.
You can't pick products.
Because they have the custom 99 pack, custom 499 pack. That's only associates.
And uncheck the product.
Correct.
Yes, correct. That may be a labeling issue. That's a really, really good – that's some really great feedback I'll bring back to the team. Lydia, you're absolutely right. On the left-hand side, if you have anything selected on the left-hand side, you're opting in to provide the member or retail option. If you have anything selected on the right side, which is packs, by default, if you select a pack, you're offering the associate option. We can make that a little clearer there. That's great feedback, though.
Thank you. Thanks, Lydia.
I will give you the feedback that I really appreciate the simplicity of it.
Well, thank you. The goal was to keep it as simple as possible, and I think we've done a good job there. There's of course, always going to be some things that we can tweak and make better, and as we, you know, over the next year and actually over the next months or whatever, as we get more feedback from you and other associates, we'll continue to make tweaks. But the goal is to keep this as simple as possible. You're never going to see too many options added here because too many options just makes it confusing. So I'm happy that you're...
Odin, I have one more question, please.
Sure.
How does it compare to ManaMotion? And also, I do have my new social.manatech, and this is the same page that pops up at the end in there.
Yes, so what you're going to notice is as we continue to roll out new tools in the future, most of them will feed back into shop.manatech.com. We're going to use shop as the platform for processing orders from some of these online tools in the future. One, because it's really simple and it's also customizable by you. The other question you asked was, how does this compare to Mana Social? Well, Mana Social and this are similar in many ways. One of the biggest differences is this is absolutely free. We don't charge for this. You don't have to register for this. You don't have to go sign up for anything. This is, you go to the page, you start using it immediately, no sign up or charge involved in it. And we're going to keep it that way. This is not going to be a premium tool we're going to start charging for in the future. We want you to be out there sharing Manatech products and the opportunity with other people. So this is going to be absolutely free. Now, what does Mana Social do that this doesn't do? Well, Mana Social, and that's not a Manatech tool. Mana Motion. What does Mana Motion do that this does not? Again, Mana Motion is not a Manatech tool. That's a third party. How they manage it and what they do there, I'm not exactly sure of all the options. I do know they offer some email options and things like that, and some landing pages, but you'd actually have to go to their page and follow with them to get all the details about what they do. Again, the biggest option here is that difference here is this is absolutely free. It has all the products, and it's always up to date. The content is always up to date. The packs are always up to date. There's not going to be any kind of lag in what's available. Other thing, one comparison I have received from other folks is, well, why don't we allow through this tool you to email people? Well, what we found in the past is that if we create some kind of special email feature here, email tool here, it actually creates a bit more confusion for those in the field. When you create an email tool, it doesn't have your contact list attached to it. It may force you into using one style email versus another style. What we do here, we create a link. You have the link. Once you have the link, you can use it however you like. If you use Outlook at home, you can take it and plop it in Outlook and email it to everyone. If you use Yahoo or Gmail or whatever other email system like AOL or whatever that you use, you can use the link there, right? And when you're using it in your email system, you have access to all your contacts and all your email addresses and all your friends and family. It's very easy to share. It also allows you to share elsewhere, such as through text message or Facebook. A more defined system like Mana Motion may limit what you have option to use those links with. We didn't want to do that. Again, because every associate is a little different, and they like to share information differently.
Scott, may I ask a question? Is Scott there?
Scott may have already dropped off the call. It's a little early for him where he is right now.
Okay.
If
we signed up already for the Facebook page, but we can't find ourselves on the business Facebook page, how do we find ourselves and change the ad and drop-down menu?
Yes, that's something I can help you out with. So send an email to social@manatech.com. social@manatech.com. Scott's team and my team will all see those emails, and we'll pick that up, and we'll help walk you through how to make those changes. social@manatech.com.
We want to thank you for all that you've done to help us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you saying that.
I did want to mention as far as the Mana Motion, one thing I like is that with the custom links, we can choose from a wide variety of different tools, videos, things of this nature. We create our own emails, add the custom link to it, whereas Mana Motion, although they have a wide variety, it still ends up being a little limited in a sense. So I do look at this as being an enhancement to customize how we want to communicate with people, and we can really focus in with this process with the custom links.
Yes, thank you. That's great. That's wonderful feedback. Thank you.
My question was about Mana Motion also, because to me it's kind of nice to be able to have that link already there showing a video and information sheet. Is there some way that we could have that same thing on your site?
Well, in this Manatech tool, we don't facilitate the creation of emails with the graphics and the videos and things like that. Again, in an effort to keep it as simple as possible and as customizable as possible. That's not something we've added on. There's a slight chance we could do that in the future, but right now we don't do that. If those are features that you like and you want to use, Manimotion may still be a good tool for you. For every associate, it's going to be a little different. It's going to be based off how much they want to spend every month and what they want to accomplish in these communications. Again, I think the goal from all these service providers, including the tools released by Manatech proper, is to give you, the associate, the functionality and the flexibility to run a business the way it's easiest for you. So you may have to kind of pick and choose between your tools a bit. There's probably a place for all of them.
Okay, it's just that where do you find a video or an information sheet? Then you have to go in to navigate to pull something out from there to put it with your custom link. Maybe I'm missing something here.
No, I don't think you're missing. I think you've got it. The way, for instance, when an associate sends or someone sends me an email and they're asking for details about a specific product, I do a combination of things, and those combination of things is based off of the conversation I have with the prospect. Some prospects want to see video, some people don't. Some people just want to see PDFs or whatever. I go and pick and choose the resources that match up with the conversation I have with the associate. So instead of me using a template that's already put together, if I speak to someone at the coffee shop today and they want to see a video, I'll go pull a specific video from YouTube or from the resource library, and then I'll match that up with a custom link from shop.manatech.com. For me and my style of communicating with prospects, it is easier for me to pick and choose from the variety of resources available to me than for me to use a canned template, if you will. Manimotion, they have a set of canned templates, I think, and again, I'm not a Manimotion user, so I'm kind of making some assumptions here. Manimotion has a canned set of templates that you can choose from and pick and choose a couple of options for each one of those templates. The shop.manatech.com solution, the difference is it allows you a little more flexibility to pick and choose what you want. So for me, I may go get a video from YouTube. I may go get a video or document from the resource library, put that all in my email, whatever email platform I prefer to use, type in my message and hit send. It's just a different way of doing things. One is more flexible, but sometimes with more flexibility comes the need to do a few more steps. It's just based on how you want to run your business. There's no right or wrong answer to that one.
So maybe you can tell me on the resource library, They have all the list of all the different, is there an easy way to use that to find something on the resource library?
Yeah, absolutely. The resource library is getting better and better every day. There's all the documents and everything you find online will always be added to the resource library. If you're looking for videos specifically, one of the easiest to find videos in the resource library is to look at the very top. There's a tab that says Top Videos. Those are the videos we found to be the most common, the most in-demand videos. On that page, you can download a video. You can copy a link to a video and a couple other options per video that you can use. And those links there, you can copy and paste into your email along with your custom link if you like. For documentation, whatever it may be, a tear sheet or something like that, or a promotional flyer, it's just using the search bar at the top, typing in the keywords that you want to search for, and reading down the list. The challenge with the resource library is that there is so much stuff out there. There's so many resources, so many documents available to all of you as associates to use. It can at times be a little daunting. The trick is to try to be as clear as possible with the keywords you type into the search bar there, and then read down the list and to find which documents you're looking for.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm always happy to help.
I'd like to make a comment.
Sure.
I just put in for a youth campaign, and what came up for the customer, I was thrilled because there's a description down below, but the videos, there's documents, there's booklets, there's everything a customer would need to know about youth. So it's available right there on shop.manifest.
That's a great point. Who am I speaking with?
Pardon?
Who am I speaking with?
Joni Meyer.
Good to meet you. That's a great point. I didn't even mention that. Even though we, on the surface, we just list out the name of the product and a picture of the product, if you click the More Details tab under each one of them, it gives you all the information about the product, what it is, what's in it, And for most products, especially in the U.S. and Canada, it will give you a video, tear sheets, and different information they can, that your prospect can download and get even more information about that individual product. That's a good point. I tend to forget about that, but you're right. All the details about each one of those products is listed here. For some of the other countries, it may be less information, but I know every day they're adding more and more details as we go on for this. But for U.S. and Canada specifically, there's quite a bit of information listed for each one of the products. If you just click that little button that says View More Details.
And that was a question I had, because I know it's fantastic on the product side. If you're just sending a link for them to register as associates, that doesn't give them, to my knowledge, that doesn't give them the extra videos and stuff for the individual products. And I'd love to have them be able to, you know, be able to send them to sign up just as an associate, but also be able to explore some of the features of the individual products that they might choose in a custom pack. So is there a way to add that on the associate side?
Absolutely. That's exactly what she was just talking about, is when you send them that link, when they click on it, they're going to see those products you selected, whether it be all the products or just one or two of them. And under each one of them, there's going to be a button that says View Details. When they click the button View Details, the page will expand, and quite a bit of detailed information about each one of the products is listed there. If there are tear sheets and flyers available for that product, and in the case of U.S. and Canada, in many cases there are, you can view all those things on the page, as well as if there's a video available. For instance, I'm looking right now at the Advanced Amber Toast product page on shop.manta.com, and I see there's a product information sheet. There's there's Amber Toast, the missing link. There's a document, Amber Toast, the missing link, and that's available in English, Spanish, Korean, and Chinese. And then finally, there's also a video, Dr. Nugent's product focus video about Amber Toast that they can also download and view as well on that same page. So even though you could have the option to add more things into your email and more content, if they just click on the link and then click the button View Details, a lot of the information is already listed there for them. Now, one thing I like to go back and say is I do make an assumption from my seat here that you know, by the time you send a link out to someone, you've already spent a little bit of time talking to that prospect about what they need. For instance, if I'm at, again, I guess I drink too much coffee because that's always my example. Let's switch over. If I'm at the airport today and I meet a prospect, the lady from Australia, and we're talking about manta bears, well, I'm going to spend a little bit of time at the airport with her talking about why manta bears is what she's looking for. So that by the time she gets a link from me, she's already been primed up and ready to go. She understands what manta bears are. We've already talked about some of these things. If she needs additional information, she can always click the View Details button. But I'm hoping that by the time she gets a link from me, she's ready to purchase at that point. So, you know, the best way to use the tool is by going through your sales process and really getting people lined up to be in a position to make a decision immediately when they get the link that there's time for them to enroll or buy that product. And again, I think that's something that your upline associates and Mary Jo will help you understand and work through those processes as you go. Speaking of that,
great.
Go ahead.
I have a question when you get a chance.
Sure. No, go ahead.
I have members who are not active but who are purchasing and who refer other people to me. Is this something that I could set up a custom link for the member and then send it to them to share with their prospects, because they're not doing the business but they are calling me that they know this person who has something and needs to be fixed?
Absolutely. You, as a leader, you could go in and create a custom link for anyone you like. In that custom link creation process, you're going to see the I believe it's the second or third question. It's going to ask for your name and your account number. You can put in anyone's name there. So if you're going to assist a downline member with creating custom links for themselves, you can put in their name and their account number. Any transactions that take place off of that link will be attributed to that account number. So some of you may have associate account numbers and member account numbers. You may think about that before you create your link to decide where you want that transaction to take place.
All right. But then you either send it to you with your email address and their associate or member information, or send it to them with all the information.
If I understand correctly, if I understand your, the scenario correctly, what I would do if I'm creating a link for a downline member, I'd put in their information, their account number, and then copy the link and send them the link and email that says, hey, when you're out and about and you want to share Nutriberis or whatever the product is with your family and friends, use this link.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That in mind, Mary Jo, Lydia, if you're still online, are there any other questions you think you'd like me to answer for the group?
I'm here. Noah, you did a great job. Thank you so much. I just appreciate you guys. And you, as you can hear, people are interested. They don't have enough information. They're looking for your questions to be answered, which is awesome. And thank you so much for being on the call. Maybe we'll even do a separate call and just with Lydia and I and the three of us just kind of running through it again. Because it's an awesome tool, and we just want to make sure everybody is in the best posture to understand it and use it to maximize their business results. So thank you, Odin. Appreciate you being here, and we appreciate Scott being here, even though he soon departed from us. And thank all of you guys for being on the call today. And we're heading back from San Diego tonight, so we'll be back for next week's Monday call. And love you all. Have a great week. Your first week of a business period. Let's go make it a big one. Okay, everyone. Thanks.
So,
thank you.
Bye-bye.